Hello, everybody, and welcome to the XSEC Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home of the empty promise, and welcome to our studio. I am well aware that you cannot see our studio because our webcam malfunctioned just seconds, minutes, hours, weeks before we started this.
We don't have a webcam.
And unfortunately, we have no video feed. Always when we start.
hang on. So, pardon me for taking a fit of coughing. Fuck off, guys. These are unreal.
So I'm well aware that we have no video feed anymore, but welcome to our studio, the happiest place on earth, second only to Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure.
Nah.
Tonight, I am thrilled to say that I am joined in our lovely warm studio on this cold, blustery night.
Yep.
Yes.
It snowed.
It snowed.
It did snow.
So it's cold and it's blustery when it snows. It's a dictionary definition of blustery.
It's not that blustery, though.
By
more,
two men,
still night.
Two of my good friends, one of whom, the real reason why Waldo was still in hiding, James D. Downey.
Excellent.
And another man who I only found out recently hates queuing almost as much as I hate Evolve, Paddy McCartney.
Hello.
Gentlemen, it's good to be here tonight after what was a long week.
Oh, yeah.
How are we all doing?
I'm tired, truth be told.
Yeah.
Very tired.
Tired.
You're in the same boat, dude. We had this conversation.
I also, yeah. I'm in that boat.
Do you know what we
right
don't have, Chris? What me and Dave between us?
Without a paddle. No paddle. No boat.
We don't have
the
a breath.
The boat that we're in together. We're in the
same boat. A breath to breathe between us.
No.
Does that work? A breath to breathe between us?
We share breath.
That's very good. I think we should get that muraled on the side of the not a breath to breathe between us.
No, well,
we haven't had a minute. Or a second,
a minute.
I said a second to breathe.
I said a minute. I haven't had a minute
between
you.
I haven't even had a second to breathe.
Busy. So it's been a busy week.
Oh, yeah. First.
Phenomenally busy week. Yeah, I think I'm joining you on that boat as well. I am very, very tired myself. Completely bunged up and dosed with the cold, so do excuse my cold voice.
It's a very busy boat, isn't it?
Boat?
That we're all on.
It is a busy boat. We're all on the same
ship. So are on this Titanic, as mentioned in our video.
Thank you for joining me this March 21st, we're on this day, 1980, U.S. President Jimmy Carter announces a U.S. boycott of the 1980 Summer Olympics in Moscow to protest the Soviet war in Afghanistan. In 1925, the Butler Act prohibits the teaching of human evolution in Tennessee.
I thought he was going to eat that.
You son of a motherless!
Fucking hell.
It hurts the laugh.
He eat the bit of red on, dude.
Okay, let's put a bit of context behind
it's
this.
It's inky.
So the guy's picked up this edible paper shit, and Dee had so kindly taken a piece to make his notes because for some reason his diary is not with us tonight. Dee, where's your diary?
In my bag.
Oh God!
You said no pen. And I'm like, oh.
Oh yeah, your bag's a good 3 feet away from
no,
me. That's staying there. That's for sure.
You kept whining about my pen. And I'm like, oh, I can't write tonight then. And he's like, oh, you can.
I'll give you a pen, and then you can write on the edible piece of paper, which you did, which then Paddy then ate.
You allowed me. You allowed me to write on a piece of.
But you knew it was going to happen. In fact, as you passed it over, you went.
Yeah,
you sort of jolted and you were like, oh, no. He's going to eat
you
that.
Should never hesitate, D. Never hesitate.
He still would eat it, though.
Oh, he would have had it, but never hesitate.
Okay.
Was that blank ink?
Yeah, it was blank ink. 1980, hit TV show Dallas airs its A House Divided episode, which led to 8 months of international intrigue regarding who shot J.R. And in 1963, Alcatraz, a federal penitentiary on an island off San Francisco Bay, closes. There you go.
Alcatraz. 83, was it?
1963.
63, right?
Closed its doors.
Fuck, I didn't think it was actually that early.
I didn't think it was that early. I thought it was a lot later.
I would have said 80s,
maybe
and
70s.
Then the 90s. But
like,
no.
Al Capone was in Alcatraz, like, way back
yeah,
in
he
the 30s,
was, yeah.
Like.
That's right.
Did
you ever see the film The Rock?
Yeah.
Very good film.
I
Sean
like
Connery
film.
And...
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage, a man
Nicholas Cage.
No wrong. Bad.
Oh, no.
Ever see it? No, they actually break back into Alcatraz.
I thought you definitely would have seen that.
They broke back in.
They break, don't they? They break into Alcatraz to get rid of terrorists inside Alcatraz. Mm-hmm. Terrorists played by
Sean Penn.
Sienna Miller.
Ed Harris. No, Gene Hackman. No.
Sienna Miller.
It is Ed Harris, I think. Anyway, great film. Watch that
it
film.
It is a very good film.
I've watched a lot of documentaries on Alcatraz because it interests me. You know, the boys that escaped.
Do you know that? Yes. You ever played Modern Warfare 2?
Yes. Oh, no. The Gulag.
The Gulag. The bit in the showers in the Gulag is like directly inspired by that film.
Is it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I watched?
Yes.
Was that last night? Yeah, well, you do. Just sort of to fall asleep to, and I get really, really interested in it because it's a fantastic film.
Yeah.
Shawshank.
You cannot watch that going to sleep.
Was that your first time watching it?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no, good. Okay.
Who was it? Oh, my God, yeah. I don't know if I told this story before at work over Christmas. Have I told this before?
No, I don't.
It was real quiet over Christmas, and some people were watching like videos and stuff on their phones that just killed time.
Yeah, you told me this.
And one guy was watching films. And he decided over lunch, like split over lunch, to watch The Shawshank Redemption for the first time in work on his phone.
I know, imagine watching The Shawshank Redemption at work.
Such a poor way to watch it.
Still blown away, though.
Obviously.
Was it close to Christmas? You were quite close to Christmas?
Yeah. Right.
Do you know what, though? I hadn't seen it in a couple of years. And I previously, a few weeks earlier, watched The Family Guy sort of
take on it. Yeah,
they do that so well.
Don't they do it very well?
So, yeah.
Very, very good.
Well, that's a film where if like it's on, you'll watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's on ITV2 all the fucking time.
Is it actually? Yeah.
Yeah, they love that film. They love it and they love King Kong. Mm-hmm. They love just epics.
Knocked Up. Sort of
Green Mile.
Well.
Green Mile, I never really see it on.
I've seen it like twice
in my
life.
Fantastic film.
Very good film, yeah. Yep. Tim Honks for the money pot. Great. So you're just going to eat your notes now as well.
There's no notes on them now.
Okay, fair enough.
This is just edible paper.
Gentlemen, have we played anything this week? Oh, I guess we should probably address the elephant in the room. If you're listening to this podcast, you have previously just watched our trip to GamerCon.
Yeah.
Which, of course, took place.
What if people are listening to the podcast, Chris?
Well, if people are listening to the podcast, go to our YouTube channel, look for XI Gaming, look for our most recent podcast, it'll be episode 9.
Yeah.
And you will see our trip to Dublin for GamerCon, which we will get to.
Eventually.
But apart from that, have we played anything this week, guys?
No.
No. You played Resi?
No.
No.
No. No Resi.
No.
No, you told me you played Resi.
No.
From the last time we spoke, you have played Resi.
No.
He lied, man.
When was the last time we talked about Resi?
We see in the video on the way to GamerCon you talking about you playing Resi.
So yeah, but that was previous.
Oh, are we going from GamerCon to now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that, like a day or two?
2 days.
God, we really should have thought, you know, let's go a bit.
You see, it's sort of...
Okay, from
GamerCon...
Last podcast, from our last podcast to now, yeah.
Yes, I played Resi.
Let the record state that Patrick McCartney has played Resident Evil 7.
And I've actually had a few people asking me about my next videos. So
that is a fantastic sign.
I have the next three videos complete, and I'm assuming tomorrow I'll probably have another three to go up. But I'll put all
this guy's
six.
Optimistic.
I'll put all six. Well, they're only 25 minute videos, you know. So
that's like so what bad. 3 hours nearly. No.
Closer to two, a little over two, isn't it?
25 minutes apiece. Yeah. I just rounded it up to half hour segments. Six of those, 3 hours.
Yeah, well, we'll give them that.
I was running down to 20-minute segments, and I was like, three in an hour, so 2 hours.
Oh, see, he rounded down, I rounded up.
Yeah.
I'm it tells you a little
I'm
bit.
I'm the glass half stuff. Full kind of guy.
Yeah.
You're definitely a pessimistic bastard, D.
But yeah, they'll be up on YouTube, and then we'll sort of decide amongst ourselves when they're going
to
go live.
I myself look forward to watching them, because D and myself obviously have finished the game, and I want to see what you make of it on your playthroughs on the way through.
What was it, the podcast or two ago? I was sort of really annoyed at it.
Very
and it's
annoyed.
It's got so much better again now. Yep. So I'm happy.
You've rekindled your love affair with Resident Evil 7.
Yeah, it's one of them games I was disliking.
Disliking?
Yeah. And now that it's back being good, I'm fucking glad.
I'm glad
I'm enjoying it again.
Yeah.
You know, why it's difficult and challenging and puzzling.
Still enjoyable.
Still a fantastic game.
Yeah, it is. It's an enjoyable play. D, what have you played? Oh, you're what?
Chewing.
You're chewing. Yeah. Okay, I'll go ahead. So
I've been playing a little bit of.
Oh God, I hate this guy. He's running with
it.
Going
to go on. you addressed me. I'm
gonna just be an ignorant for the sake of it.
Gotta take this. You know, you were down playing with me, Horizon. Forza.
Kind of stepping on my toes.
Forza Horizon, not Horizon.
Yeah, you can't say that anymore. Yeah, you can't say just Horizon.
FH3. Well, we played a little of Forza Horizon 3.
We did. Yeah, I very much enjoyed that game.
That's all I've played.
Yep.
That's all I've played.
I got to take on the Mongoose Challenge.
Yeah.
I did. I did abysmally in it. I also got to take on D's very own challenge.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't beat a time, but I came in on par with the time that he set.
You finished.
I want to go with that.
Yeah. You should, yeah, we should do that. And then, we're probably not.
Yeah,
we're
never
see, that's
happen.
What I hear, because I genuinely want to do that, but now that you've said we should do that, that's never
happened. It's never going to happen. And we also found this really big jump that I tried to reverse off.
Reversed off it. He did. He'd pretty okay.
Yeah, I would think like
kind of like 4 meters.
Yeah, I think it was 7.
Oh, so very okay then.
I did very okay.
Better than very okay.
It was a fun game. It is a fun racing game. Yeah, absolutely. Kind of, I was talking to you, I think, after that a little bit, and I kind of said that I want to pick myself up. I want to kind of get back into some kind of racing game, because I haven't played one in years. The last one I think I would have played was PGR3.
That's
a long time ago. So
get Forza.
I will.
FH3, that's what we're calling it now, because we can't use Horizon anymore.
So from that time, I finished Horizon, I platinumed Horizon, as you guys know, and I then moved on. I don't think Paddy knows this, but after our last podcast, I tucked back into Fallout 4, and I'm well on the way to platinuming Fallout 4 now.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Perfect. We were talking about it, and I was like, I want to go back, and I want to see what, you know, if I can find, like, you know, the faults that we were talking about with that game when they come up. And I had some issues with it, but... they're not enough to put me off. I have never seen the full story, so I'm really enjoying it this time. I will platinum it soon, and then
what are you going to platinum next, Chris? What are you going to platinum next? Because that's kind of what you're doing now.
All right. Yeah. Okay. No. You're cool. Not really.
Are you
being sarcastic? I can't even tell.
I am high on fucking Monster Red.
It's ultra red. It is really, really good.
It is.
When is Outlast out? 20? Is it 28th of April?
I want to say April.
Nearly sure it's April. I'm not sure.
I hope it's April.
Like, I might pick it up. I'm not going to play it.
Don't you fucking dare.
Like, everybody's around me. In a well-lit room. Crowds.
Yeah, I already finished it. I already platinum it.
Yeah, I
platinum
finished.
Platinum on Xbox.
But we are...
Only 3 months away, gentlemen. We're inside the 3 month countdown for Crash Bandicoot 3. Crash Bandicoot Remastered.
Did you see the video that happens if you don't collect all the boxes?
Oh no, I have. I have some news on it, but no, I haven't seen the video.
It's fucking class.
Okay, I'm not so sure.
That's just cool. That's like true. You know, it starts off really slow.
Other than that.
Oh.
I thought you were going to keep that for the news. No, you go ahead. Yeah, what happened?
Oh, no, it's not really news. It's just funny because
great news.
The boxes start slow and they start hitting him in the head and he starts, you know, bobbing his head every time a box hits him. And then they just suddenly come down, everyone you missed, and rack crash. Like, literally, he's out cold on the floor, half dead.
Is there blood?
There is not blood, no.
But he is heavily concussed.
He is.
And that's not to be joked about, folks.
Well, apart from that, I don't think... Took a very big swallow of hot tea. Apart from that, I don't think I've played much more or done much else. We've got some editing done to our videos, and we are waiting for our green screen stand to come so we can set up our green screen. And then hopefully, at that point, we will be bringing you the video version of our podcast. That should have happened this week. We're sorry. We'll just move on.
The man's too weak to come up with excuses.
There's no excuse anymore. Getting into some news this week, gentlemen. I've read a little bit. I've shortened it down.
There's nothing that you are able to do that is short.
I have.
And anybody that has read his last blog knows this.
Oh, you damn! Look,
I think I specifically stated.
Oh, you did.
The start. I couldn't have shortened that anymore.
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. It wasn't as if it was hard read.
Do you know those points? What are you trying to say?
No, you know, like you run on and you talk shit.
Oh yeah,
that's that's it.
I have actually missed out on a couple of really big points in that blog that only came to me afterwards. I'll talk to you guys
main topic.
About later.
Main topic.
Main topic.
Can it be in main topic?
Oh, yeah, of course it can. Yeah,
oh, good.
I'm pretty sure I covered them in my blog, Chris, so don't worry about that.
Found three pieces of news this week, guys. Obviously, there's an awful lot. The embargo was lifted from Mass Effect.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned, Dave.
A lot of people seem to be concerned.
How are you handling the news?
I'm not as
a Mass Effect fan at the table.
I'm taking it pretty well. I was kind of expecting there to be a bit of a backlash against the game just because of BioWare being BioWare and the fact that the third game had a bad ending and that the team who's making this are different from the team who made the original trilogy. So I was kind of expecting something to come of that. What I've heard and what I've seen, like people's opinions of it, is like that it's lacking polish and it just doesn't quite like reach the heights of the original trilogy. That's what I've heard. And
understandable.
That doesn't really... It's not
it wouldn't
it doesn't
bug
bother
you.
Me.
Like,
I would play that game and I'll enjoy it, I think.
Yeah.
Strangely though...
I think they've already patched the, or started to patch the, but I'm not sure if it's going to be a day one patch.
There's a day one, but there is a day one patch.
Is there a day one patch?
But some of the reviews I've read have said, like, we're using the day one patch. Although that wasn't so much a review, that was like a technical review. Yeah. So I was checking, like, okay, so it's got good frame rate and whatever.
It's the first time I've actually paid attention to Mass Effect, because I actually wrote these during the week and saying, I think I'm going to pick this up. Because even whilst it's getting slated, it looks fantastic. Looks excellent game.
A lot of people are saying it doesn't look good. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I still think it looks good. I think people just are saying that because... Is it maybe they're just expecting something way over the top to come from?
I don't know, to be honest. BioWare? I think it's facial animation's got a lot of grief because they're like not realistic looking.
With me playing it, it'll be interesting because I've never played the originals or any other Mass Effect. If I like this one, that's an honest review. Then you could sort of say
that's
because
true, yeah.
I can't be.
Whereas I wouldn't be biased because I know, like, you want to see bad facial animations, you go play the original trilogy. It's no better, like.
No.
But, like, you know, that's not really an you can't say that's okay then, that they can't make good facial animations. Yeah. They should improve on that, but, I mean, they haven't, and it doesn't really bother me too much. But we'll see whenever I play the game. My opinion could change dramatically.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing that as well from you. Okay, so this is what's going to happen, guys, just to shorten this down even more. I have three pieces of news here. I'm going to give you the title of each one, and you tell me what one we're going to run with tonight. We're just going to do the one, okay? Oh,
what if they're all good, Chris?
Okay, so Assassin's Creed Empire to release October 2017. The Evil Within might be getting a sequel, or Resident Evil. You gotta reboot me. Resident Evil 7 on Nintendo Switch could be coming soon.
You said three pieces.
You
said three pieces. You got four.
That the Crash Bandicoot NCN trilogy was demoed at PAX East this weekend. Past there,
I would vote for Crash personally.
Crash.
Yeah. Because what was the Resident Evil?
Very little, like, care about
Resident
there.
Evil coming to
Switch.
Could be coming to Switch soon.
You could keep that for next
Evil
week.
Evil Within might be getting a sequel, or Assassin's Creed Empire to release October 2017.
I didn't care for the Evil Within at all.
I never played it, but it looked good. You don't think it's so good?
I enjoyed it.
Did you play it?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it because it came from the people who made Resident Evil 4. And it was pretty much the exact same style as Resident Evil 4, only a different character. I really enjoyed it, actually, yeah. It was the first kind of horror game I picked up on Xbox One at the time.
Right.
And I really enjoyed that game.
I didn't know you played that game.
Yeah.
I thought Paddy for sure would have played it, and you have, obviously.
Oh, I've played that game, yeah.
Briefly, yeah.
If you want it, you can have it and play it.
I will try it.
Okay, you will try it. Okay, I'm going to run here with the Crash Bandicoot news.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, the Crash Bandicoot NCN trilogy was demoed at PAX East, and it honestly looks very exciting. The release of the games is June 30th. It's still a ways off, but the demo looks very smooth from a video capture by a PAX attendee. There are plenty of other videos appearing online, of course, but this one in particular features a rep accidentally mentioning that the games will be coming out on PC and running 4K to boot.
Nice. On PC. Mm-hmm. That's
this
good.
May or may not be true, as Crash is supposed to be a PlayStation exclusive, so perhaps she confused the game with something else that is available on PC.
No, I'm sure that came out a while ago that it's not.
That's what we heard, but then again,
PS4 exclusive.
Has anybody checked up the reliability of that tweet that went out?
No, you see, the thing is, the tweet that came out said it was exclusive.
Then the tweet
was taken down.
Yeah,
and it was like said, oh no, sorry.
Well,
it said, oh no, the tweet that went up after said PS4 first.
So, for those that didn't grow up with the game, Crash Bandicoot is a fast-paced platformer. This is the part that I really didn't like here, okay? So, this review states that Crash Bandicoot is a fast-paced platformer with way too many collectibles and hardly any save points. At Vicarious Visions states, those frustrations were one of the first things approved upon in the reboot of the three games.
So, you don't agree with that?
He's a broken man.
I don't agree that they fixed that at all. I don't like that. I talked to you before about this. The collectibles were enjoyable to go and get. You had to collect all the boxes.
Yeah.
Not enough saves or whatever it was there. Not enough save points. You had to work for your save points. That's what was enjoyable for that game.
I would say that it had plenty of save points, just not traditional ones. Checkpoints. You know,
yeah, yep.
If you could save after every level.
That's what I didn't like. But anyway, it says here, Crash Bandicoot is enhanced, entranced, and ready to dance with the NCN Trilogy Game Collection. Now you can experience Crash Bandicoot like never before in 4K.
4K?
Clever. Smart.
Oh, that's
cute.
Spin,
cute.
Jump, whomp, and repeat as you take on the epic challenges and adventures through the three games that started it all: Crash Bandicoot, Crash Bandicoot 2, Cortex Strikes Back, and Crash Bandicoot Warp. Relive all your favorite Crash moments in their fully remastered HD graphical glory.
I'm sorry.
Way off, guys. I'm way off. And get ready to put some oomph in your wump. That's pretty much
Jesus Christ. They're loving the puns, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like that comes from Nerd Much right there, so you can...
Yeah, I knew you were reading that from an article because you opened it by saying, and I'm very excited about this.
Oh, no, no.
And I was like, how long?
Of
how
course,
long?
All That's of our news comes from articles and other such. We should do our own news some week. I did also pick up that, obviously, there's far too many of them, but E3 predictions are now starting to fly about. Mm. Some of them looking very...
Tasty.
I don't know. Some of them looking tasty. Some of them are looking like
I have. Don't know. I've just a bit of shitty, not shitty news. Just a bit of new, random news. Yeah. That, unlocking everything in For Honor will take $732, around 590 sterling, in microtransactions or 2.5 years of gameplay.
Oh yeah, bullshit. Get out.
Now that's something we collectively before, hate.
You know, 2.5 years of gameplay. Well. I like the fact that the option is still there.
Yeah, but you're not going to go by playing.
That's the is pure lip service. Oh, you can earn it.
You can earn it. It's just going to take 2.5 years. Like,
give us your money and you can have it all now.
Exactly.
It's wrong. Yeah. 2.5 years is way too much. I was telling you, Chris, we were looking at achievements and trophies and stuff the other day, talking about like what games we could like platinum or fully G.
Fully G.
We're starting that.
I don't start that.
Okay.
Sounds too much like Honey G.
Oh, no, it does.
Honey G, far better.
I'm going to cut all of
much
this.
Improved. Fully G.
Fully games. G'd.
Fully G'd. Fully completed game in Xbox.
10K G'd.
1K G'd. Oh.
Stop it.
Okay.
Just stop.
Oh, yeah, I had a point here. Borderlands did this thing where like every time you kill an enemy, there's like a chance of a random drop of a collectible. One of the achievements is collect 100 of them things. So basically you just have to keep going, playing the game over and over and over and over and over, killing enemies. The same enemies, because they just respawn, you know?
But there's only a chance that one of them will drop one of these things, and you have to get 100 of those to get the achievement.
Piss me right off. I don't want that achievement. I don't want that game to be 100%.
It may be more fun, though, if we played it multiplayer.
It may be. And, like, if we keep going back and doing it like that, you might get it eventually, but... Yeah. Nah.
I wonder, is there like a guide or anything that like people have worked out exactly where these things are kind of spawning and where they are?
There's a way, the way that I looked up the time of doing it is you can do like one big final boss, which, you know, the trap claps?
Yes.
It's like a massive trap clap that you fight, and throughout the level he'll spawn like smaller ones.
Okay.
And you basically just go like get into a part of the map where you can't be touched or harmed or nothing. Sit there for a couple of hours, and he spawns trap claps.
Hours.
No, genuinely.
that's horrible.
He spawns like other trap class, and then he runs them over, so they die and they drop their things.
That is.
Then after an hour, you kill him and then sweep up.
Wow, fuck, I'd rather not.
It's that or play endless hours. You can do that by leaving the controller sit.
No, I For Honor still is something that can't appeal to us again because the campaign you need online. For
I don't.
Campaign
yeah.
as well, so I'm happy enough to sit back and.
For Honor was at was at GamerCon as well. People were playing it. I did not.
Was it? Yeah.
It was, yeah. It was up on the esports floor.
Well, I think this now is as good a time as any to move into our main topic. Gentlemen, we visited E3. Yeah. We visited
GamerCon
in Dublin, Ireland. Ireland's largest gaming convention.
/ only.
Gaming convention.
Is it only, actually? I don't know.
QCon. It's also Ireland.
Oh, yeah. Well,
There's actually another one down south, I remember reading. It was set up, it was fan based, it was set up. I think it's all World of Warcraft based though.
Oh, right.
But there is another one down south. Can't remember what the name of it. But you can check that shit out.
Well, those things wouldn't have much trouble trumping this, I don't think.
Okay, so, guys, we visited. you've seen the journey we had to Dublin. To be honest, it was probably, in hindsight now, one of the more memorable parts of that day.
Yep.
Whereabouts, guys, do we want to start off here?
Let's start off exactly where we started off, the queue.
Okay. So arriving at GamerCon in Dublin, I think we pulled up around, it was shortly after 10. Now the doors had been open for 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we were thinking, that's okay. You know, doors open 9:30. Like, these queues are there, but clearly the thing is moving. You know, these are just people, you know. It wasn't.
It was only starting. The queue was only growing.
So like, we thought, as we were driving past, we seen everybody walking going, yep. Yeah, they'll get in. They'll be gone by the time we get up. Wasn't the case. we had to... See, in your blog, Chris, you said we had to walk around the entire building. I'd have swore we walked around two.
We did walk around two buildings.
Didn't we? Did we walk around two buildings?
We walked around... So
I thought it was just one really big building.
Do you remember we walked down, right? We walked down like across the front of the convention center. That's where it's been held.
Okay, so it's not that we walked. We bypassed the front, but then we were ushered around.
Yeah, back. Yeah. So we walked. Yeah, so we walked basically around the front, past the front of the building, right, from one end to the far end. And we got to the far end. We assumed we'd start queuing there.
Yeah,
and go around the building once, and then come in the side.
We were told to go on.
We were told to go on past that the second building beside it, and then up the side of that building. That's where we started really starting to queue there. Came around the back of the second building, down the side of the second building, across to the side of the main convention center, and then up around it again, and then finally down the next side of that building, the third side of that building, and in the door. After what, 50 minutes?
I put down it was a good hour, like
55/66.
All the while, I can't even get it through to people just how much pain I was actually in from needing to pee. Paddy, you were on the same boat as me as well. We were
just I was a bit behind you. Like, you needed it a lot. Well, not a lot more than I did.
Oh, I needed
it. But Paddy could still talk.
Yeah, it got to the point where you actually couldn't talk.
I just didn't want to talk.
Couldn't look at us because
I just wanted to get inside and find a toilet and go. Yeah. The worst thing was, what happened when we got through the doors to get our tickets scanned? There were toilets there.
Yeah.
Toilets were locked. So they direct us down to the... It's like a mirrored building, if you like. So you go through like the open lobby. There's more toilets. Those toilets as well are locked. So
no, but it's not even that.
Diverted.
Well, they were open. They
when we walked through the double doors, there was a woman's toilet to the right. So we go, okay, like every other building on planet Earth, we look to the left and see the male.
The men's, yeah.
There was another woman's.
I know. Yeah.
Two women's opposite each other.
I have never seen that before in my life.
And then I asked the stewardess or whatever, where's the men's toilets? She goes, oh, into the main floor and then at the far ends of that there. And then we got there and there was a male and a female set of toilets in there. I was like, what's the deal with the women's toilets?
It was a very, very poor layout. So getting into the building at the start, that queue was a bit of a handling.
Yeah.
It was a horrible... What did you eat?
Squash.
Oh, God, no. You, there was
but you
one
know what? You picked them up again in the night. Only a different...
Oh, they're drumstick squashies. They're not bad.
These aren't squashies. What are these
called? They're sour.
They're
foamies or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think they are. They're wham. They were wham
squashies.
No, they're not squashies. That's copyright. Can't do that shit.
Okay, main topic.
Copy foamies or something.
It's a good job you brought up a bin this week, Chris.
Thank you, yes. Do make use of our bin and our newly decorated and furnished studio.
Yeah,
so we get inside the convention center and, you know what? I was happy to be there after I peed.
Oh, yeah.
The mood was good.
It changed everything, yeah.
It really did. Chris came out with a fucking massive smile.
I was a new guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt good. Felt ready to wet my beak in convention, gaming convention.
Just after narrowly avoiding wetting his pants.
And, I have to say, I enjoyed aspects of the main floor. It just, for a convention that knew it was going to be this big, why did they pick a floor no bigger than, like, a gymnasium in a school?
Yeah.
They didn't have it, did they? I mean, that was the biggest open. Oh, no, well, to be fair, the one upstairs was about the same size, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was about the same size.
They could have split it over two floors. Like.
Yeah, I think easily. It was just, like, the same the whole way up.
But they did not. Oh, no, sorry. It wasn't the first floor. It was, like, dedicated to, like, cosplay registration.
Yeah, but that was only registration.
That's what I mean.
I couldn't take up a full room like that.
Oh, but it did. I see there was just loads of tables everywhere, depending on your character and age, that's where you went.
Yeah, I've seen registrations like that before. Firstly, like in that room, we got there, like I said, about 10:30. Already, there were like 1,000 people too much.
Oh yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
Now, we have seen the statements and stuff that came out afterwards that, yes, they oversold. What I didn't like was the fact that, and I don't know if you guys have checked the Facebook of GamerCon.
Yeah, I was loading it up, yeah.
They stated that they didn't oversell, first of all. They tried to cover their tracks and then pretty much retracted their statement, I think, today, this morning, maybe?
No, they...
Or was it yesterday? And the guy kind of just came out and just held up his hands and just said, it's my fault.
Saturday night, there was something on RT News that said that the guy who organized it, or the owner of the organizers, he said something about it being, we sold more tickets than we had available spots, but that's because of something like we didn't expect people to spend all day there.
What a ridiculous thing to say.
But what's worse is they tried to, the guy, I cannot think of the name now, running GamerCon, tried to, in a roundabout way, pawn it off in the convention center. That it was their fault because he said that the GamerCon staff aren't directly involved in what's happening. It's the convention center staff that take ownership of it you know, it's up to them to organize the whole thing. It's not.
Don't be pushing the blame on other people.
The convention center staff were doing their jobs in that they come in when there's a convention on, they know their roles. It's up to GamerCon to, you know, facilitate everybody there, you know, to have the whole thing laid out
you
the way
they want to do. You only do so much with the resources you have, and they didn't have enough.
The other thing, with so many thousands of people queuing up outside, not one porta potty about anywhere.
That annoyed me, but
on the streets of Dublin.
That's what I also wrote in that blog as well, that like we're grown
people,
you know,
just
grown guys, and
and we're grown little men.
You know, we are in control 99% of the time of our, of our bodily functions, bar that one day. There were thousands of kids there to make that same queue. And if that child, you know, had to desperately go to the toilet, they had to leave the line. Yeah. Now, they weren't getting back into where they were.
No.
Not a chance. They would have to join the back of the line, which I'm sure many families did.
Yeah.
And look what happened as a result.
There were children who were like basically in tears from waiting for so long.
Yeah.
Dying to get into the building.
It was absolutely horrible to see that.
Disgrace.
So, I guess we should give some context about what was happening in the lanes outside. We got in after like a 50-minute wait, wait, right?
Yep.
And I think you pointed this out towards the end of the queue, Paddy. There was a VIP and then there was general.
Yeah.
And the VIP queue, you know, it gave you like, you could skip on, right?
Yeah.
Naturally enough. But then at the end of the queue, all the VIP and the general and the weekend pass holders all just merged into one big
I touched on that as well, actually, in the blog.
Yeah.
I said that if you pay for something, you pay the extra for the VIP, those guys should have been going through that fucking front door.
Yeah.
You know,
and there were families who would have done that, you know, just to ensure that they would be, you know, straight in.
At least a side door or something else. The fact that they got like 100 yards ahead and would have just like merged back into the general queue. Yeah. Like, why?
Realistically, there was about a 30-foot
advantage.
I understand, obviously, that maybe they didn't get the VIPs for the queuing. They might have got them, you know, to meet the YouTubers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And
but some people,
but still,
definitely
you want,
did get
you know,
do you
there
know
are
what?
People who bought VIP tickets that we got in long before them. There are probably people who bought VIP tickets that didn't get to the bloody thing at
I'll
all.
Tell you what, those people who did not buy VIP tickets and got the queue jump by walking in the lane, because whenever they got to the end of the lane, it was just merged with everyone else, so you couldn't check who had a VIP and who didn't.
So
it wouldn't have made a difference.
This was another point, actually, that really it irritated me after I heard about it, because obviously we got in. We were happy enough with that. And I meant to bring this up in the blog, but we seen a Facebook update from GamerCon saying to the people outside who have tickets, could you please now, before you get to the doors, go online and download the PDF ticket instead of having your paper ticket.
Yeah. Speed things up.
I don't see how that speeds anything up, because you still scan a barcode.
I'm standing in the Dublin rain with like my kids who want to get in. The last thing I'm going to do is try to find, firstly, either Wi-Fi or data to try to go and download this bloody PDF. To download your app to still queue for how long? To get to the door and still the same
ridiculous.
Shit. It's the same ticket. If I bought the ticket, I don't need a fucking... I don't need your app. I don't need...
Another thing I'll mention about that. I didn't realize this at the time, and if I had, I think we would have done different things differently on the day. Whenever I was researching for my blog, which I guess will be up soon or maybe never be up, whatever.
It'll be up very soon. I can't wait to read it.
I was looking at a couple of tweets and stuff, and a couple of like... So the GamerCon app, you could post statuses on it, a bit like Facebook, you could sign in.
Yeah.
There were people in the queue who were asking, who were basically putting up on the app, could people inside please leave so the rest of us can have our day?
Yeah.
Can get in, like we've got kids in that there. Like, and I didn't see that at the time, but I was like, shortly after, it was around 3 o'clock, we stayed on for like an extra like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We should just left.
Yeah.
I would have happily left. And that's
had I have known. It
had I known that's allowed, the way that things were panning out, that, you know, genuinely waiting.
We should probably give context in that, the whole thing that was happening is that people were stood outside in the pouring fucking rain trying to get in but couldn't because the building was full to capacity and they weren't allowed in until other people left.
Yeah. I'm sure that was just
which
health
is wrong
and safety
because
violations.
When you bought them tickets, you paid for an all-day ticket.
Yeah,
exactly,
you didn't pay for a three-hour ticket.
When you go to any convention, like the last thing you'd be thinking of is, I hope that the organizers of this convention have picked a suitable fucking location.
Mm.
You know, you just assume that they would.
The worst thing about it was that the three arena was right around the corner. It could have been used easily. That place is massive.
I don't even know what the three arena could have done it.
The three arena, remember though, there's an awful lot of seating.
Yeah.
Now, yes, it would have been okay for like
it
a
sort
one
of strikes
floor
me as something that's like similar to the Odyssey. There's a lot of seating in the Odyssey, but it can be removed.
The Never even mind that. The convention centre in Dublin can hold 9,400 people. Listen, 9,400 people. But 9,400 people is plenty for a good convention. But they didn't sell 9,400 tickets. They sold 12,000.
Yeah.
Each day, so 24,000 for the whole weekend.
24,000. It's greed.
It's exactly that. It's greed. So they sold more than they could accommodate.
They oversold by at least, 6,000 tickets?
Sorry? Well,
they oversold by at least 6,000 tickets? That's crazy.
Turn thereabouts, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No. It's disgraceful, Chris. Is what it is.
And this, but this is, it's not as if this was GamerCon's first rodeo either. I mean, they do this Europe.
Yeah.
This was their first time coming to Ireland, but still, you surely have a marketing research team or something that would look into, I'm not sure the ins and outs, but you have some kind of team, event organizers that would look into the convention center in Dublin. I was reading reviews of people who were just saying that they were so pissed off that they ruined kind of the reputation of the convention center because it is such a beautiful building, and now this has just completely tarnished the name.
Yeah, the convention center, it's just... It could do no more.
No.
It can hold what it can hold. The staff can do what they can do.
To be honest, though, that whole thing...
They were giving too many people.
The whole place, it should have been laid out way better than what it was.
Oh, absolutely. It had one floor, one decent floor.
Look at that point when we went upstairs.
It wasn't that great either.
When we went upstairs for you guys to eat, at either side, there were two massive lobbies almost that were just empty. People were just sitting there. Then you had the auditorium, which, they filled up pretty quick. But I don't know why they didn't have the actual esports in the auditorium.
They had a whole floor dedicated to esports, and it was basically so you got League of Legends and World of Warcraft. No, not World of Warcraft.
For Honor,
and there was some Call of Duty, and there was other stuff. Yeah. A lot of your standard esports games, and they were kind of scattered all about. So if you wanted to watch whatever you wanted to watch, you would go to that area of the room. Paddy pointed this out to me. Was there seats at all?
The only seats for those playing in the center, everyone was just on the floor.
Yeah, you had to stand or sit, or lay about. It's not the ideal way to watch this stuff.
No.
And you had two idiots yapping on about talking about this.
Commentating League of Legends.
And that was for League of Legends and people maybe didn't want to watch that or whatever. They should have done it in shows in the auditorium and you can watch two teams play League of Legends and later you can
watch.
Instead of putting the YouTubers up there, because YouTubers were sitting on a couch in a massive stage that they weren't utilizing. Yeah. They should have been sitting on a couch on the ground level surrounded by people like real life, not like
they should have put the,
sitting
they,
on
yeah,
a pedestal up on a stage.
Yeah, they should have put the YouTubers definitely into where the League of Legends was, maybe on a built-up stage and then just had rows of seats where you could go in.
Yeah, exactly.
See the YouTubers?
The auditorium had thousands of seats. Because we were on...
Was it 2,000 seats or something?
We were on the bottom floor. We were on the bottom floor. And then there was a whole other floor above us.
Yeah.
A giant gallery, 2,000 there.
Well, I remember, I just remember that was a figure because I remember a couple of guys on stage saying, we've got 2,000 people here.
Oh, he kept throwing that out. There was about 200.
Really?
We're 2,000 people here. And I think the three of us sort of just looked at each other and went,
I just want to pick up on that night. I don't like dissing anybody, obviously, because, we'd like to get to that point as well, obviously.
Well, yeah, but those guys
for that team, I think they announced before they came out that the team had never met each other.
No.
That fucking showed that day, man. That showed big time. They had no...
Too many personalities on that stage.
Exactly. And they had... What was the word? What were we saying? They had no
chemistry.
No chemistry at all between them.
Because you liked their personality.
I liked individual personalities.
Yeah. But I had said...
I only liked one person on stage.
The three of us, without being blown
I guarantee
our own horn,
the guy that you liked was the guy I liked. Well, I'll tell you after.
We don't want to be dissing people here.
Without blowing our own horn or anything.
Our chemistry our here around this table, guys, is like...
Class. We finish each other's... See? You see?
There's three different types of people here. And that's why it works.
I know.
Yeah, there was...
I'm not one of these people that go out to diss people or, to say they were bad just for the sake of saying it. But if someone is bad, I have no problem saying it. The guy that was doing the interview, and he came out like a prat... But he got a wee bit better.
I have to say that that was something I picked up in my blogs. I think those two guys that were kind of doing the show.
Yeah, I read that.
Credit to those guys. They no harm, but the guy that was doing the cosplay with the kids, that I couldn't have done that.
No,
I don't think any of us could have done that for the fact that kids give you fuck all back. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
just that guy just kept it going, kept the attitude, kept everybody lively. You know, kept the crowd. Yeah. They're doing the best jobs they could.
Damn,
it was the exact same to the caterers as well, which I picked up on because
But then they were getting a lot of grief.
That team that was on stage, I didn't care for.
No harm, but the reason why I did stay on in that thing for so long was because I wanted to see their gameplay. Yeah, I wanted to see the game. I didn't care.
But more importantly, me and you wanted to see one specific thing.
I wanted to see the guy who was a god feel crash and burn, and he did.
Which he did. He did spectacular.
And I was happy.
Based on Saturday, would I ever go back? No.
I don't think we ever will get a chance to go back, no harm. I don't think that will ever come back.
Do you know what? If it ever did come back, part of me would want to go to see what you've improved.
I'd like them to come back and improve.
Yeah. I would like them to absolutely. Come back and improve. But if you chances come back are and that guarantee me a whole different experience, the experience that I wanted and expected, I'll be back.
That's it.
Other than that, we're going to stick to our conventions that we know do a good job.
Yeah, the AXI convention, we know them guys are good.
AXI convention is exceptional.
Coming this summer to the Dublin Convention Centre.
Are we Hall?
2 weeks time.
2 weeks time.
Are we Hall holds 50? Fire marshal won't let any more in.
We sold 400 tickets.
400,000
tickets. 400,000 tickets. Yeah.
No, I know they oversold by so many that it actually did become a hazard to people, to people's health. People's health and lives were in danger being in there. Another thing that I picked up on, I didn't pick up on it until afterwards, but we were standing, obviously, in the main hall shortly before we left. And do you remember the woman that approached us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what did she ask for?
She was asking where she could buy
a bottle of water because she had a child with her.
Yeah.
And we looked around the room, and then that giant, hall
whatever, yeah.
There were no drink seals whatsoever.
I think you could buy Red Bull.
You could buy Red Bull.
You could fill your child with
Red
Bull.
Who wants to give their child Red Bull?
No, that's actually a very valid point, Chris. I did not think about it. And
I read that.
We had a director upstairs where then she would have to join a queue you guys queued for about 50 minutes
at least 50 minutes. And whenever we got up to get our food, there was drinks and stuff there. There was water there.
Yeah.
But like, I mean,
the entire day was a queue simulator.
There wasn't much of it.
Like, you had mentioned there was people sitting all over second, third, fourth floor.
Yeah.
What I noticed, because like I'm sure we were all looking about different things at different times, everybody, and this is no way this either, this is just what I witnessed, everybody looked bored and fed up out of their minds.
That's it, they were.
Because people were starting to get hungry. Mm-hmm. And as people were getting hungry, they looked at the lines. The lines were way too big.
Yep.
So they were getting pissed off.
So if you want to leave and go down the street, you know, and grab a bite and come back, that's not going to happen because you got to jump into that queue and chances are you're not going to get back. So it was like we said, you leave and you're done. You know, you have to make that call.
But when Dee, you mentioned this in your blog, when me and you originally were going to line up for food.
Oh, that's right.
We used a
mark. A cosplayer as a mark.
Now, an hour and a half had passed. We decided not to.
Okay, so hang on. So the girl was in the line. So you seen a girl who was dressed cosplay. Clearly enough. That
not
you
could, sure who she was dressed
Oh, she was in
as.
Bright red. You couldn't
see, you pick her out of a crowd kind of thing. So you seen her in this line.
And we waited like 10 minutes to see how far she'd moved. Yeah. And after 10 minutes, she hadn't moved at all, basically.
Yeah.
So then we all went downstairs and fucked about in the main floor. Basically just found stuff to kill time on.
I owned Tomb Raider 3. That's what I did.
You literally could have taken it home with you.
What was worrying, though?
Well,
like, we were sort of looking around, and we were like, yeah, we'll head back over this direction again. But there was no pulling him away from our console. Like, we had to sort of sit and wait and wander into the distance going, yeah, he'll put it down when he's ready to put it down. Because nothing we say is going to make him put this down.
I wanted to get them past the first level because clearly people were having trouble.
Yeah, big trouble. But
no, but so we wandered about for an hour and a half.
And a half.
Went back upstairs. We stood in line.
For a good 20-30 minutes at that
point. Yeah, so let's say 25 realized. Minutes. And then we were only a couple of people away from getting served. Looked over to our right. Which would have been near enough 2 hours then. Yeah,
it's a different line we were looking at.
It's a different line, yeah, because there only was two places to buy food.
On that
three.
Floor.
Three all in, though. There was one downstairs, which was sound crisp.
Four, because it was the two floors below us had one each, I think.
Oh, did they as well?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
But they weren't hot food, that was just sandwiches or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Tea and coffee.
Well, either way, 2 hours had basically passed by now, and this woman was only getting served.
Yeah.
I was heartbroken for her. I don't know how she done it.
No, I do. Like, I also wrote in the blog as well. I understand, obviously, the pressures and stuff that those caterers would have had. Because, it wasn't down on them either. They can only do with what they have.
Yeah.
So they obviously know, right, we have a convention, we have this many people, we're going to order in this much food, and that's what we're going to need.
Yeah.
You know, it's forecasting. The people should have like, fucking seen this.
That reverts back to what you said earlier, though. That's GamerCon's problem.
Absolutely. It's GamerCon's problem. Like, they would have hired these caterers, or maybe the convention center would have provided the caterers for them. But at the same time, they, like, the chefs or whatever would have asked the question, you know, how many people have we got?
Yep.
And
like, we've seen the chefs running back and forth all day with like
you know what I didn't appreciate though was it might not have been their problem, and they might have been pissed off themselves, which quite a few of them did look, the caterers, not one apology did anybody receive.
Nope.
You know, me personally, you would say sorry about the wait, there you are. You know,
I understand that, but at the end of the day, it wasn't their fault, so they by rights shouldn't have to apologize. There should have been a GamerCon representative walking those floors.
Like, I'm not saying they should have apologized personally, but it's just sort of like a thing you should say. And you know what? It does make it slightly better when someone just says, I'm sorry.
You would appreciate that.
No, I agree with that. No, yeah, I understand that.
But in no way, shape, or form am I blaming or accusing them of the poor service. That was all hands down.
They did
GamerCon
their best with what they had, essentially, and
it was
but
insane.
Dare I see another fucking thing of nachos?
Oh my god.
They loved those nachos. It was nobody loved them, and they had them in abundance.
It got to the point where people were sick. They were standing for about an hour, and they were just fed up with waiting. And they were like, "Yeah, I'm gonna part with €7 here for fucking 10 nachos covered in fucking chili."
Shitty,
I know, like, what kid wants nachos in a gaming center?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I mean, we were all waiting in line, and it was like, there was plenty of nachos if you were going for nachos. But everyone was waiting for burgers to come out. Yeah. That was the hot food.
It's because everybody wants a burger. I mean, let's be realistic.
Well, I mean, it's not that everyone wants a burger, but if you wanted hot food, that was it.
Oh,
it was
true.
But you know what? They're only taking like 10 burgers out at a time when they did come. And they were
10 at a time. I seen them take 10 out total.
Yeah.
Like from the time we lined up, there was no burgers there.
Yeah, I think that's what I mean. There were half an hour to 40-minute intervals between 10 burgers. Yeah.
That's because I think they were seriously, they pretty much didn't have the food.
No.
They had to go, obviously, to wherever. They had so much on standby, and I think they ran through those supplies very, very quickly, and then they were like, shit.
But what did they expect? But you know what shocked me the most by mail? Was the fact that when we left at what, quarter to four?
Was it after four, no?
It was after four.
After four, there was still fucking queues to our left-hand side.
To come in, like, and the thing finishes at six.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? All in, hands down, after an hour in the place, personally, myself, I could have left.
That's it.
I stayed on because I wanted to see, I was hoping to see some more in the actual auditorium. I thought we were going to have something else. This was another thing that irritated me so much. Everywhere you go, every convention, every big event, every concert, stadium, whatever, you will always have TVs or signposts labeling what is on, where it's on, directions to go. Here, you have to download their app.
Their shitty app.
That is an absolute joke.
And I did download that fucking app. And every time I opened the app to see what's on next, it took me back to
But you, had, you obviously had no intention of doing it until we realized that there was nothing telling us. But obviously, they had a couple of flimsy signs with like cosplay registration this way, this way. But nothing saying like, you know, at 2 p.m., this YouTuber will be in here, you know?
Do you know why I downloaded that app? It's because we were sitting in the auditorium. We basically walked into the auditorium to sit down.
Yeah.
And then we noticed people coming in. We're like, oh, there must be something on here.
Yeah,
like,
so we stayed about.
We had no clue.
But of course they came out and apologized for delays because everything the whole day was delayed. Technical difficulties. Delays.
I read both your blogs and I'd recommend anybody listening to go and read them. They're fantastic. But one of yous, I can't mind which one, or maybe both of you said that you've overheard, you know, one of the staff. Organizers, the staff, saying, you know, being asked, where's this, where's that? And I don't know.
Yep. The staff were clueless. But that's what I mean. I thought about this as well. That was convention center staff.
They'd have to download the app themselves. Find
out GamerCon obviously did not fill them in on what would, like, they, I feel for those people as well. Obviously, you know, things were handled really bad on the day, but I feel for those staff because they were just as much in the deep end as we were, so to speak, with not knowing what the hell was going on in that place.
Had this have been the first every year of GamerCon, that this was its original established year?
I did not see, but I did not see a single representative or GamerCon like affiliate or anybody, you know, walking around with even like a GamerCon shirt, you know, ask me this or in a suit, anything. There was none. They should have had it maybe, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or at least, you know, a morning half for kids. You know, between the hours, 12 to 3 kids, 3 to 9 everyone else.
I would agree with.
Just, you know, yeah, just to base these things for kids, you know, they can meet their YouTubers, you say, they can, you know, have play enough, yeah, and then let the swarms of people in. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, like, it was so unfair to see. Now, I know, like, you know, it was a case of first come, first serve, but I did feel bad at times because, obviously, these kids, they don't know how to handle things as well, obviously, that, yeah, we do.
They don't know why they're not getting in. They just think it's, exactly, cruise.
It's hard to explain to a child as, yeah, to what is, what, why you can't do this or, yeah, why you can't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and
to me, that's
that main hall, because it was the best and basically the only thing there, it was jam-packed. Yeah. So getting through was a nightmare.
Yeah.
And every time we went to see something different, I was like, oh.
There's another queue.
Yeah. Like, I desperately wanted to go in the VR, and just looking at it, I was like, even though the games on it weren't great, just the experience, it would have been class.
Guys,
I'm not waiting on the line.
Where was the Nintendo Switch?
That's, I was, it, I was about there to lead into it.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
But we were there a good half an hour to 45 minutes. More, maybe. And Chris turned around and went, there's no Nintendo Switch. And me and James looked at each other and went, oh my, fuck, yeah, there's no Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. They didn't even make that big of a deal out of, like, Xbox or PS4 either, if you noticed. They had, like, their little stalls. But it was more just, like, they had, like, a retro zone. And then they kind of just had
just
tables. It was like a giant LAN party.
But none of the games were connected. It was just, yeah, people. Like, I seen a lot of people just
random games,
single player, you know, campaigns and,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, because this is how it was laid out. You went through the door, went to your right, was the retro zone, which was fantastic because you had.
Whilst
none of the games were all linked up, it was class seeing so many old classics.
I like seeing the consoles.
You went over to your left, you had today's games with today's consoles. Face the front again, you had an axe. No, you had that.
The Omen.
The Omen,
PC,
yeah.
There was a lot, it was heavily PC. Yeah,
we had that sitting there. PC.
And Razor, and then the Razor bus was beside that.
Yeah, which the queue to that was a disgrace.
That's because there was YouTubers in there as well.
Yeah.
Or someone in there.
And PlayStation had Horizon in 4K on, which was fantastic.
Yeah, HDR.
And they had their, to the right-hand side of that screen, they had their VRs.
Yeah.
Then Xbox just had, like, fucking kids playing FIFA and shit.
That's what I mean, yeah. It was so random.
Yeah. Xbox had, like a circle, like, yeah, circle table, and I would assume, like, they're all playing the one game, but they're, like,
no,
playing, like,
no,
FIFA,
all different
and
games.
Gears
and there weren't even any, yeah, anything special
there
or anything
some
worth
random
watching.
TVs with, like, the game on it, but no console hooked up.
Yeah.
It was just like, okay.
And then there was your shops.
Yeah. Mm. So
once
you had, in the center.
Essentially, once we had walked around it once,
You could see the whole thing in one walkthrough. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we must have walked through that five times in the hopes that something had to change.
Like, I had a couple of cosplayers and stuff. It was pretty fun.
I liked the main hall. Don't get me wrong. I still found that enjoyable because I hadn't been to anything like this before. I liked it. I just would have preferred, like, more, a thousand less people and more of what was there.
Yeah.
Mm. You know?
But a swift thing, you know, like, for example, like the VR. If you wanted to try it, you get 5-6 minutes. And you moved on. Next person, let's go. So
probably
you know
that
the wait isn't that. No, fuck, there was guys on it playing like whole levels of games. You know, what was PlayStation VR Worlds was there. And I seen the boy complete it. But we had walked on. He had completed his level. We had walked on. But I just looked back, you know, to see the screen was at both sides. He was in playing the second level.
That's unreal.
That's
like, look.
Joke.
It was just all in all a very, very poorly mapped out, laid out day. And GamerCon should be, to be honest, ashamed of what they did. Because also stating that, I've only seen it today again after so much protest. They first stated full refunds. Hmm. Then they stated partial refunds.
Oh, really? I've not heard this.
Then,
yeah,
they went to, problems with refunds. And now they're back to full refunds, but you have to go through this way and left way and other way.
But this
pretty
is
much every way but through them for
this
the
is
refunds.
For only people that did not go.
People that didn't get into the actual.
Yeah, if you entered the convention center and then thought bullshit.
If you entered,
yourself.
It's pretty much seen as you got it.
Actually, an interesting thing about that, you were saying that the. What I thought you were going to say there is, because we obviously only went on the Saturday. Thank God we didn't buy a weekend pass for that bullshit. But on the Sunday, this happened again, so there was bad queues again.
Yeah.
But they were a lot more on point with notifying people about the queues.
Yeah.
And it to me now, I was still getting notifications through the app that I had to download. And it seemed so patronizing. It was coming up like going, guys, only a half, 30 minute to 60 minute wait in the
that
queue.
Facebook.
That's a disgrace.
And I'm like,
it wasn't like they did
the
anything to help the queue.
This bullshit.
They just, yeah.
And then, you know, about, I think it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the day and it was coming up. Only 15 minute wait in the queue. And then, like,
2 or 3 o'clock in the day, everybody should be bloody in that hall.
Do you know if you had it opened
then
every door?
3, 4 o'clock came up, no queues.
If you had it opened every door,
like, oh,
and allowed
wonderful
people to enter through different sections,
yeah,
Like, so
people should have been walking from the front through that main section. Another thing I picked up on as well, guys, and I don't know if it's me being pickety or what, but there were no security or bag checks in there.
That was unbelievable for such a massive event.
Every single person had a bag, near enough, or everybody in a group. Like, I had my bag, and I was expecting to, you know, have to take out my food and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some kind of strict protocol. You know, you can't take shit in from outside. No.
You were
free to walk through the door, and I just thought, like, that was a little bit...
In today's world, where, like, literally things are happening in places where you least expect it, peaceful countries, for anybody to be able to walk in there with a bag with anything in it,
especially
was
with the amount of people there shocking. As well.
But I'll tell you this. Had we have booked on the Sunday, and had we have seen
and heard
everything
this.
They had put up on Facebook about the queues, the lines, the complaints, I honestly probably would have said, James, you know what? Getting your refund on that.
Yeah.
I'll never
go
on.
I wouldn't be going back unless we had a, like, I'd say even if we had you know, like we initially said ages ago when we first heard of it, we were going to get a hotel room and stay the two nights to see the two things.
Yeah.
I think I just would have went and seen the sights in Dublin instead.
Oh, I would have went round to the Aviva Stadium or something and done a tour of it.
Guinness Factory, something else. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know,
fucking zoo would have been better than that. That place was a zoo.
It was.
I want to go to the zoo.
I know.
Do you know what annoyed me most of all? Because it was months and months of being ambitious but rubbish, then finally going ahead, getting the tickets, and for it to be such...
Oh, I was tiptoeing outside of that shit. Like.
You were.
Yeah.
Very. I'd be surprised, Chris, if you got much sleep the night before. The smile on your face was...
Sleep?
Yeah, I know. No, well, there we go. I mean, we've pretty much summed up...
Oh, no. Can I just say this one other bit?
Oh, absolutely.
We stood at the escalators for 10 minutes, right?
Oh, God.
10 minutes, then Chris says, one of the organisers of the guys' security men are saying, look, you can go up by the stairwell. So we walk over to the stairwell and wait there, and the guy's just sitting, opening the door to let people come down from the stairs, and then closing it again, and staring out into what must have been 40 people standing in front
50,
of him.
50, 60 people.
In like a very, very tightly enclosed.
So we stand for 15 minutes, and
easily
then...
Easily 15 minutes.
The guy... Did he actually say after like the 15 minutes?
After
the 15
minutes, he says, no, people aren't getting up.
People aren't. Well, I'm only here to let people out.
Yeah. Because he had no. He didn't have a lock. He didn't have a key to that door.
Yeah.
You had to push like the emergency exit button from behind the door.
I noticed that.
And then someone just said to him, you know, what about the lift? And he's like, oh, yeah, lift's good.
And people
so we jumped in the lift within minutes. 2 minutes? We were probably standing there. It was cozy.
As we were stood at the lift, though, all the people at the door who had been standing there for like 15 minutes along with us just left.
In your blog, though, you mentioned that you seen a guy who was
a few
people behind us.
No, like whenever we were walking around the first building
at
the very start, him and his friend were directly behind us.
I have to read your blog.
And
then whenever we got up to like where the line started splitting, I think they were on like the weekend pass.
Oh.
I actually remember they went in the line to the right and we went in the line in the middle and then VIP was in the left.
Yes.
And you said to me as we were going down, you were like, we should have went in that right line because they all just merged at the end. Anyway, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, this line's longer.
No, but Ed actually said, why aren't we walking through the VIP line? Because no one's checking.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying, because the middle line was a little bit longer than the right line. And we were technically, you know...
After about 15 minutes of me and you, Dan, to go to the toilet, I started looking around me and watching the people that were going down to the VIP.
Mm-hmm.
No one was checking. They were just merging straight into that line.
Yeah.
So how do we have just walked down...
Probably would have got straight in. But this is the thing.
Problem.
We were in this middle lane, which was longer. But we ended up getting in before those two guys.
Yeah.
And whenever we were stood at the elevator after like 45 minutes to an hour of being in the building to go upstairs, I could see the fella who stood behind us an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
Stood at the door.
So technically, we could have been standing out there for another hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Easily,
yeah.
So we just actually got in by the skin of our teeth.
Yeah, basically. Jesus. Do you remember whenever we were stood at that door?
Man,
the stairwell to go upstairs,
they
let about four people in.
Yeah.
I genuinely have never needed to pee as badly as I did that day.
No, me, I'd second that. Yeah.
It was, I enjoyed the day. I enjoyed the day because going down with the two of you was, it was good fun.
The best bit was the QR, honestly.
Yeah, the QR journey, I enjoyed seeing.
Just move right.
I enjoyed seeing, like, the auditorium stuff, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed parts of that.
Cool.
I enjoyed parts of the main hall, but then everything other than that. Like, GamerCon, get your shit together.
But like I said, an hour would have done me and I'd have been happy to go home.
I don't think we're going to be seeing them back for a long time.
I hope they don't come back unless you have it nailed down properly.
Yeah.
Don't come back. Just don't.
Don't come back unless you're going to bring something worth showing us.
Yeah. And have the fucking Switch.
Another thing I just want to say right before we finish up is credit to those in cosplay.
Yeah.
Those guys made it.
Those guys are pretty cool.
I thoroughly enjoyed seeing those guys in cosplay.
The effort was there.
The effort was there. And to the guys who like went all out for it, fucking exceptional. That little kid in the Halo outfit, I think that was...
That was phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
Although the Spider-Man in front of us was possibly...
Probably the best Spider-Man suit I've ever seen.
That was a
Spider-Man
replica from the film.
Like Spider-Girl woman thing.
Yeah.
But if you're listening to this, guys, thank you for tuning in to us tonight and hearing all of our wonderful, wonderful...
Wonderful.
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 Goodbye. Our thoughts and opinions on GamerCon. And
do you think it should be pronounced GamerCon? Like GIF?
Why?
You know, like a GIF is actually a GIF?
Yeah.
Yeah, GamerCon.
Okay, thank you for hearing our thoughts and opinions on GamerCon.
Oh, it should be GamerCon.
Okay, dude. If by any chance you are listening to this and you yourself are at GamerCon, do get in touch with us and let us know what you thought of the day itself.
You know what else? Actually, get in touch and let us know what would make a good gaming convention. Because this is something I struggled with when I was writing my blog. Like, you know, what would have made that good?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be different
a
for
lot
different
more.
People. A lot more of what?
Everything.
That's what I mean. Everything's too general. I want to know here from
okay.
people what
yeah,
you
do
want.
Yeah, get
of
in touch. Let us know.
Convention.
Let us know what you think would
if
make
you're listening,
the ultimate gamer convention. You know, chances are you've been to have a lot more than we have. So we want to know where is the best.
You tell us what you want, and we'll have that at XI Gamer Con.
Sure.
XI Con. What do we call that?
XCon.
XCon is a game. XCOM is a game, sorry. XCOM is good to go.
Yeah.
The Baimon Sci-Fi Con. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of this tonight. Remember, you can find this and all of our other podcasts on YouTube. Just search for XI Gaming. You'll get the audio version of this podcast on SoundCloud. Okay, if anybody out there is listening to us and you do want to like promote us, you know, help us, boost us, get us there, host us, please.
Do.
Thank you for being a part of this, guys. It's been another wonderful and eventful evening and an eventful week. And we will be back with you next week, same time, same place, with another XI Gaming podcast. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.